Yeah.
Extra long.
You gotta get creative. So.
All right, it is 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. First item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Fights will be leading us tonight.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks everyone for coming out on a snowy night. Hopefully, we don't have too much going on today. We have first up is the public comment on non-agenda items. This is obviously time set aside for public comment on all non-agenda items. Go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, council members, Jake Toontown, Habitat. I just wanted to, there's a couple different things I wanted to share. Our repair program staff a couple weeks ago knocked on 300 doors in East Helena, sharing about the program. We've got a couple of different approaches. One is very small repairs for existing, they're all for existing homeowners. But small repairs where we have a group of volunteers that help in doing basically honey-do list items for folks who need additional help. Sometimes it can be grab bars, assisting with wheelchair ramps, those types of projects, usually completed within 1 to 2 days. We are also doing larger projects. So USDA Rural Development, we're a grantee through them. Currently, we'll see what happens. All of these federal programs are under scrutiny,
We feel you.
with housing being a concern. We're hoping that cooler heads will prevail on some of these programs. But currently, we can access grants and loans, very low interest loans for existing homeowners. And so the loans can be for any age, as long as they make less than 50% of the median income of the area. The 1% interest rate for up to 20 years for doing critical home repairs, where our staff we receive a grant from the USDA to basically facilitate those projects. People who are 62 or older, who are within the income range, 50% or below, can receive a one-time $10,000 grant from the USDA to do critical home repairs. We've done a few in locally, some roof replacements, some just accessibility modification for an existing homeowner in Moontown, and a bathroom remodel with some mitigation and some issues. We'd like to do a lot of these. We have this grant to do 30 of these repairs, and they can be between, 10,000 and up to $50,000 with great terms related to repayment. So I do have flyers and happy to set them out here just in case you want to take a couple with. In our not door to door, our staff came away with a sense that a lot of people may be reticent to come forward, that spirit of self-sufficiency is one that we respect, but sometimes it stops people coming forward and seeking help where they could really make use of it. So, we recognize we need gatekeepers in the community to basically encourage people to say, hey, this is a great thing. You should reach out. So the other thing I wanted to mention is I was in DC last week meeting with the congressional delegation, went door to door, met with all four of the Montana delegation, talking about Habitat's programs, but speaking specifically about East Helena and talking about key infrastructure needs here. And I had a conversation with Congressman Zinke, who mentioned Sealy Lake's wastewater system and the work that he had done to help seek a appropriation for Sealy Lake. Never came to completion before Pyramid pulled out of Sealy. One of the concerns there was Pyramid pulled out because of the lack of housing. They were trying to upgrade wastewater to be able to make that happen. So I think this next year is going to be a challenging one related to appropriations, but more communities across the state are meeting key infrastructure upgrades. I think it's worthwhile for us to keep that communication line open. And so we went across the hill talking about what's happening in East Helena. And the other, I guess, thing I'll mention is that we're working on setting up this meeting with the governor's office surrounding water rights, and Gary Oakland, Landy Leap of Oakland, want to be there. And so we're trying to find a date that works for everyone. That's probably going to happen in March. And I think the state just needs to know what's going on here. They just don't seem to be completely aware, or just don't. of the amount of growth that's going to happen here. So looking forward to that. And then the final thing I'll mention is that we are tracking a couple of bills that potentially could benefit East Helena related to infrastructure loans to expand access for loans, but also we're sponsoring a study related to municipalities' access dollars for infrastructure growth. Some of the bills that came out of the last legislature related specifically to loans to developers directly, but it seemed to leave out municipalities. And we'd like to see that expanded because more of those tools would be needed. So just wanted to share a little bit more about that and just let you know we're keep talking to folks about sharing about what's happening here. That's all. I'll leave these outside. And if you wanted to take them, there's two different programs. One's called Critical Home Repairs. Those are the larger projects. The other one is Helping Hands, which is the one which are small.
Could you provide some of those for Amy? Just keep at the front desk
because
people are here. So just give them to Amy. Yeah, just so when people come in that she's in the office, that'd be a great thing for them to have access to.
Yeah.
Thanks again for that, Jacob. And thanks again for your, and the word of the day is going to be astounding work.
Astounding.
Yes.
The word astounding. Is astounded.
Yes. Astounding work. Appreciate your work.
Okay. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Jacob. Is there any further public comment on non-agenda items? Anybody online? No comments online? Okay. All right, that brings us to the approval of minutes. You have in front of you the February 4th, 2025 minutes. I will take public comment on those minutes at this point. Seeing in the council.
Move to approve
I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. We do not have a court report at this time. So that brings us to the department reports. First off, as always, Amy.
In the packet, the mail ballot written plan that the elections supervisor submitted to the Secretary of State. I haven't heard that there have been any changes. So this is the plan up until election day. And they plan to have all through the mail ballot. Also, we received for fiscal year 26 the early rate adjustment indication. They're predicting an increase of 9 to 13% for the employee benefits. That's all I got right now. Unless you have questions.
Thank you, Amy. Chief Sanders has a written report for you. I believe it is. Any questions with regard to it? It's fairly basic. Not a lot mind blowing there. Okay, there any questions? See what we can do or get into those. Chief? Public Works.
I mean, I don't have a whole lot trying to people out of my report, but a couple things. So we've been fighting as always when it gets this cold, just the clarifier and stuff starting to clean out there in the wastewater plant. It is really cold and the wind blowing across that thing. It doesn't matter how many heaters and everything else those guys have tried, stuff just freezes up. So we'll just see. So far, it doesn't look like we're going to have any violations happen from it. Two nights last week, the clarifier started trying to like turn over. It's really weird how it, I don't know what the cold does exactly to that water, but it gets a little quirky for lack of a better term. So Shane had a couple long nights. Kudos to him. You know, it's no fun at midnight to be out there lancing those filters and stuff, trying to keep everything going. But he did it. He didn't complain. We offered lots of help, but working through that. I did receive, so just in case everybody's not tracking, we have two different water right issues going on right now. Obviously, the stuff that Kelly and Jacob and the Oakland group and everybody is working on with our request for additional water rights. We're also going through the Missouri River Basin adjudication process that started back in 1984. And that is us just trying to keep all of our current water rights, which looks very promising. The two in question are that municipal well 9 and 2, which were abandoned back in the 60s at some point. We did get letters of affidavit from Prickly Pear, Rose Hills, and Vigilante. Now that we have those, Betsy Story, who is John Bloomquist's assistant partner. I'm not sure what the official title there is. I apologize if I messed that up. But she's going to request a court date and try to get our current water rights just handled and get that through the court. So keep you posted on that. It looks promising. Again, the water right courts look at future usage, whereas DNRC looks at previous, you know, history and usage and stuff, and we just don't have anything on those wells. So we're trying to keep everything we have. Other than that, big thanks to the guys. They've done a good job, even though it doesn't seem like it sometimes. They've been out plowing all weekend and plowing the facilities and just trying to keep on top of the snow. They're doing good. And then lastly, I was just proud. So Corey, he did have surgery on his arm and is just on light duty. The good thing is, though, it was a perfect person to call out the 100-plus residents that I have a list of that froze up back in 2019. So we have reached out to everybody. We have 4 freeze-ups right now in town that I know of. The frost is getting deeper. So if you know residents, especially in the older part of East Helena, now is the time to run water, especially as it warms up, because that frost is going to get pushed down deeper, as we know. But Tori's called them all. We've sent out some reminders on stuff. We've used the text MyGov and sent out reminders. I don't think there's a whole lot more we can do at this point other than just assist as people have trouble. But the nice thing is my wife saw some Facebook posts on the Eastgate posts just about people commenting that it's awesome that they're getting called and reminded to run water and stuff. So proud to be part of this little community, and we'll keep doing what we do. So, questions?
Thanks, Jeff. Okay. You're not on Facebook, bud?
No,
that was
this is not a Facebook guy.
Campbell and Roger. We do not have Roger with us this evening, so I'll move us to unfinished business. First item of unfinished business is a town pump deviation from garbage ordinance. As you guys know, we've kind of been tackling this from a couple different angles. We did get some numbers regarding the amount of refuse that they're currently producing last month. We learned some things from that. One is compacted garbage and garbage put in garbage sacks into one of our things is very hard to extrapolate A to B on that. So I think we kind of settled on a number that makes the city whole and allows for this deviation while still not overcharging the entity for a number that they may start to pay for whatever tonnage they've produced that will be paid. And we are just passing the bill through us and providing a deviation for them and allowing that to occur. So in front of you, you have the staff recommendation for the disposal deviation and the agreement. There is some public written comment provided. Feel free to peruse that. And at this point, I'll open it up to public comment on the deviation request.
Dave Jensen, 401 West Gale. Can you hear me?
Dave, hold on 1 second. I think we've got to get some volume changed here.
Okay. I just didn't know if you could hear me or not.
Try now, Dave.
Can you hear me now?
Really? How about now?
I can hear you.
Can you okay. Hear you're, we can kind of hear you. So speak up and we'll give it our best shot.
All right. Dave Jensen, 401 West Gale. Again, there was not enough information provided so the public can make an informed comment with regards to what the administrative fee would be, along with what cost the administrative fee was supposed to offset, i.e. city administrative billing, processing time, and annual build amount to offset some of the fixed cost expenditures, such as the truck replacement and maintenance costs required by the fund, etc. But based on the agenda item documentation contained in this meeting's packet, the proposed $500 monthly administrative fee might just cover the cost of the city clerk and the city clerk's additional staff time with regards to the analysis review of the third-party billing documentation, the billing to the Town Pump Corporation, along with the analysis review receipt and recording of the Town Pump payment to determine that the payment was correct and accurate and that no additional billing activities need to be performed unless the payment was only partial and or incorrect. In addition, there is no mention in the agenda item documentation of a proposed deviation fee component amount, just a $500 monthly administrative fee, which might again just cover the city clerk and the city clerk's additional staff time. If the deviation request is approved by this city council, which appears now that it will, then the Town Pump Corporation should be required to pay a monthly ordinance deviation amount charge in addition to an administrative fee. This ordinance deviation amount will reimburse the city a reasonable monthly amount that will be used to offset a portion of the lost monthly revenue that would have been paid by the Town Pump Corporation if they did not deviate from the city ordinance. The city ordinance deviation amount charge should be based on the number of garbage containers that the new Town Pump city would facility would have been required if the Town Pump followed the current city ordinance. A reasonable estimate would be based on four times the number of 300-gallon containers that have been consistently overfilled for years at the Town Pump Conoco location on the east end of town. See photos 1, 2, 3, and 4 attached, which represent a small sample of the constant reoccurring overfilling of the containers, or a minimum amount of $1,080 per month in addition to the administrative fee that will potentially offset city administrative personnel billing and processing time. Also, item number 4 in the proposed agreement state that the city at its sole discretion may adjust this deviation administrative fee to reflect increases in solid waste disposal fees or terminate if the city obtains the ability to service commercial roll-off compactors. That statement is too vague with regards to increase in solid waste disposal fees and should be revised to definitively address and reflect and include increases in the city staff personnel costs, equipment maintenance and replacement costs, in addition to any other future or current city costs to properly address garbage disposal within the city limits of East Helena. In closing, why is the Town Pump Corporation allowed to constantly and consistently not follow the East Helena ordinances without any consequences to their action and pass the cost of those actions onto the average East Helena resident? One example is the overfilling of the 300-gallon containers constantly for years without any monetary penalty or consequences to offset not only the additional tonnage cost of garbage hauled to the landfill, but the additional unnecessary wear and tear on the garbage truck due to constantly picking up and dumping the overfilled 300-gallon containers, which that garbage truck was never designed to pick up and dump that level of overfilled container weight, which has significantly contributed to the reduction in the useful life of the current garbage truck itself, which is unacceptable, and now will not be required to participate in the eventual replacement of the current garbage truck, which is unacceptable. Another example was the amount billed with regards to the Town Pump Corporation's car wash facility located at the west end of East Helena. For years and years, the amount billed to offset the car wash's impact and the amount of flow sent on and to the East Helena wastewater infrastructure for processing was based on utilizing the facility's December, January, and February's water usage as a basis.
Dave, that's not pertinent to the agenda item right now.
Yeah, I'm just
car washes are not pertinent to this.
Yeah,
correct.
What I'm saying is, yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's stay on topic, please.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Once the sewer rate was increased to attemptly potentially offset the impact. Yep. Now the garbage disposal issue. It just keeps reoccurring and occurring without any consequences to their action, which is unacceptable from an average East Helena resident's perspective. So what I was trying to say is it's just not the garbage. It's been the sewer, it's been a lot of things. And I know that it appears it was off topic, but it was just another example that shows, hey, this city council and the city staff should start holding the Town Pump Corporation to the ordinances, and they should pay their fair share.
Thank you for your public comment. Is there any further public comment on the deviation for the garbage ordinance? All right, seeing none, just to make a couple points clear, we won't be emptying this garbage. It'll be done by, we're providing someone else to it. And our staff time will be far less than $500, correct, Amy? So it's the fee is basically to make the city whole for the loss of the previous town pump and to provide for the deviation. It's as simple as that. It in no way are we, and those money will be contributed to the garbage fund, which would be used in purchasing any sort of infrastructure for the garbage.
I would think for our city staff not dealing with this mess we're coming out of.
Well, they won't be up in the garbage over there.
Yeah.
But the office time will be minimal, correct, Amy? So you guys are aware. All right, Council.
I move to approve the municipal solid waste disposal deviation administrative fee agreement.
I have a motion to approve as presented.
Second. I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving on. We have the second reading of Ordinance 292. Nothing has changed on this from the last one. Same as attached in regards to the Jake Brake Ordinance. You can see in the last page the red lines. It's just a second reading, which is exactly the same as the first. Is there any public comment on the Ordinance 292 request? Seeing none, counsel.
I'll move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Moving right along, we have Resolution 615. This is for the PACE program. Attached, we had for the presentation last week regarding this program. This allows us to jump in and participate in it. It was pretty, as presented. I would like to just credit Gavin's work on this. Gavin put some time into this, and this is his first, I think, probably ever attempt cranking out a resolution. And also thank Wes and the people at the PACE program that provided him some information, and we're able to just get this very smoothly. I was pretty impressed. So at this point, I would open it up to any public comment on the CPACE program intent to establish. This is obviously the resolution of intent at this point. Any public comment? Council.
I'll move to approve resolution number 615. I appreciate the work of Department of Commerce and Carolyn. Thanks for joining us tonight. And just appreciate the work.
I have a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. That brings us to item number two of new business. We got Kevin on this one. This is basically the Montana Jewish project has been, wants to put those up, and they're going to go to stand for the Sarah David Window there building. There was some discussion of having them build three. We have to use the other two for here, and obviously there's a fee attached to that. It wasn't in our budget, so we'll bring that to your guys' attention at this point and see if that's something you guys would be interested in doing. Kevin, going to be any further?
I don't think so, other than just the comment that, we've invested with that grant money about $9,000 in restoring these windows, and currently they're leaned up against the walls upstairs. We have them on display down here, like, for security. Amy and I have reached out to MMIA and are looking into insurance if that's something that we need to look at for those, because I don't even know how you put a value on them. Regardless of whether we decide to display them or not, which I would like to do because it seems silly to have them locked up, but just as far as having them not leaned up against walls where somebody could easily tip them over. This just isn't line item budget. I have it in the facilities money that we can pay for this without doing a budget adjustment or anything like that. So as long as it comes in at that $1,800 to $2,400 for all three of them, it's there. So my recommendation would be to get three mounts made that we don't have to worry about them getting broken.
Yeah, that would be our recommendation. I just want to make sure you guys were on board with it. No.
Are these mobile mounts?
Yes. So they'll be on casters, and they'll be separate. So the windows will just slip into them, so you don't have to try to move them as a whole. Because if you put them together, they're really heavy. Movable, able to roll around, and pretty secure.
Any public comment on the Star of David window mount display request? Seeing none, council.
I'll move to approve the cost for the three. One thing that I would like to do, though, and I can bring up to a number of civic groups, is to also ask for donations back to the city if anybody wanted to. There have been a lot of interest and requests from the community to have these displayed, and so I would like to make the request that some upcoming civic organizations, if approved, to then help offset the cost. No guarantees, but would like to. I know of one individual in particular who has a very big interest in making these windows displayed, and I could see that family donating some funds to help offset the cost as well.
Sure.
I'll second the motion.
Was that a very long motion?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I think it was
motion.
Excuse me. Did you get all that?
I have a motion to approve and see.
There's a comment.
Outside funding if it's available. And all those in favor.
Aye.
All right. Moving right along tonight. Mayor's reports. It is cold outside, which means it snows. Means people pile snow into places and other people plow it in other places. And I'm sure all of your phones have rang as well.
Weird.
I don't need to tell you guys anything about this. I would just say the message when they talk to me is be a good neighbor. I hope we're all giving the same message that, like, you know, this is, we all need one place in the park and access to our places, but we get some interesting ones. I get some fun phone calls when it snows. Our guys, though, make no mistake, work very hard, very diligently out there plowing. They try to go above and beyond and help everybody out. We'll say the police now are packing jump packs just to help people out. I think the $150 jump pack provides a lot more goodwill than it's ever going to do anything just with the police and jumping people there. It's been great. So just things like that, a little get a good neighbor stuff. That's kind of what I try to preach in the phone calls. Doesn't always work that way. as Jacob alluded to, water rights stuff, that's been moving down the line. We're really, really fortunate that I think we're going to get an audience with the lieutenant governor in March sometime. That date moved around about three times today, so I'm not sure when that is or what time it is. It was there. Going to give us an audience. I don't know how open-minded they are, but we're going to find out. Fish is going to be there as well, and we would tend to have Jacob and Gary and me and hopefully a representative from Bloomquist as well, but we need to know the date first. So that moved around three times today. So, again, glad to see they're open-minded to it and willing to be with us. So that's been a big thing we've been working on. And I don't know, letters only go so far. I think sometimes when you're in a room and you can talk, and a lot of progress gets made. So hopefully that's where we end up on it. Casually attended the chamber for today. Mostly I just bought coffee, but it was there and it was going on. It happens when we have Monday holidays. I guess I'll sneak down there on Tuesdays after all that. That's about it for me. I don't have a whole lot going on that. Any questions? All right. Councilmember reports. Councilmember Dahl.
I don't have anything to report, but I do have a question, I guess. On our RAISE grant, I take it that even though we don't have an administrator yet, that must be on hiatus along with all the other money and Leon or Musk is off.
So I think if we had an assigned agreement, it wouldn't be right now. I think they've opened them up. We do not have a signed agreement yet because that's part of the administration of the grant. And
right.
We wouldn't have had one at this point, even in the smooth sailing waters. The waters are choppy, but we still got hands on the wheel and we're still navigating as we can. And honestly, the bigger factor for us is not the whether or not the grant's going to be there when we get the signed agreement. It's more are the people going to be there that the administrator that we're supposed to be working through, they all took the buyout that we were dealing with. So we don't have anybody to talk to.
30 to 60 days as of last week.
Right.
Until we hear something. So everything's submitted. It's just floating there.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I know all grants and all that are by the wayside. The people are gone and, you know, it's no leadership whatsoever from
the government. Yeah. We're going to keep, you know, our finger on the pulse of that and keep blood in the head. That's all we can do. Yeah. Fully intend to get that road built one day with that federal money. Might be more than $10 by the time we get it, but
our congressional delegation would stand up for the state of Montana out of Waddell. That's my opinion.
Thank you, Councilmember Dahl. Councilmember Leland.
I have nothing to report.
Councilmember Feist.
Couple of things. I did visit with AARP the other day. They were at the Capitol and I chatted with them. Had some questions about East Helena, and I have an email in the inbox from the Montana director. So may bring up a couple of those things with you. She just wanted to know and was glad to hear things are going so well at Fitlot Park, and they want to help continue to support that. In addition, love that the library is doing a feasibility study. They think that would help everything as well. So they were glad to hear about that. A whole lot of props at Hometown Helena the week before last. Just how much is going on out here and how easy we are to work with and our staff. And so it's always nice to just hear that from a third party And that was we were called very sexy. So, but so were sewer plants. So there was, I'm not sure where we fell within that, but there was a lot of conversation about East Helena and what great work we do. So did coffee with the chamber today. It's now called Community Blend. But they continue to spend time out here and try and engage the community, which is good. MBAC board meeting was canceled for today, but there was a vote. We did approve funding for the Bell Hotel. That will be going, a boutique hotel will be going in where that old apartment complex was. It was an old hotel years ago next to the newer, or one of the newer Starbucks, the corner of Last Chance and Lindale. Or I don't know, not Lindale, whatever. Yeah, Lindale. Anyway, so approved a loan for $1.6 million for that to be to get going and start. I do have a Lewis and Clark Metro Opioid Abatement Trust meeting tomorrow. And there is a Helena Building Industry Association networking event at Missouri River on Thursday. So again, a lot of things going on out here, which is good that people come out to host events. And one other thing, Sway Longshore, she won East Helena High's very first state title in swimming. And just really cool that that happened. And they're a terrific family and really great students. So good to see that. I'm proud of her.
State champ with a 50-meter free. Pretty cool deal. Yeah. Also had our first ever podium wrestler in Eli Erdahl.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Got third state. So first ever wrestler on the podium. So again,
Moving on up.
school's doing great things. Councilmember Ferguson.
I don't have anything.
All righty. Pete.
Keeping things moving. Gavin's doing a good job. Officers are still working. Yeah, that's it. In here most weekends, but things are moving. Any other questions? That's all I got. I do a lot of longer meetings, which makes me miss this meeting and local city government meetings. This is much more pleasurable, which I'm surprised to say. Oh,
Thank you, Pete. That leads us to the payment of the bills.
will we pay the
I have
bills?
a motion to pay the bills
I'll second it.
and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That being said, at 7:02, I'll adjourn the meeting. 1 minute miss? You missed by 1 minute?